crispy, blazed, toasty, faded, lit.
No matter what you call it, if you're high, you're too high to drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Monday, June 24th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm going to repeat the first hour because some folks missed it, so I'm going to repeat it right now. Connect the dots. Look at the chain of events. Of course, we're talking about the 107th State House District primary election. Republican primary will be on August 6th. But absentee ballots, folks, were mailed out by most clerks, some clerks, on Saturday. They will be hitting mailboxes as early as today, Monday, June 24th, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. Last Tuesday, a week ago tomorrow, Farm Bureau AgriPAC came out and endorsed the 24-year-old primary challenger, I believe he's 24, Parker Fairburn, over Neil Friske. Neil Friske, the Friske family of farms. All the things that they've been involved in for decades in adorable little Atwood, Michigan. They don't endorse the incumbent. They endorse the young, inexperienced, never been elected before opponent of Neil Friske's. The following day, Wednesday, our very own Congressman Jack Bergman, getting involved in politics in the 107th House District, endorsed the primary opponent of the current state representative, Neil Friske, on Wednesday, June the 19th. This is history, folks. A sitting incumbent Washington congressman never endorses in a primary election, in any race whatsoever. County commissioners, supervisors, trustees, clerks, especially state representatives and state senators. They don't do it. But our Congressman, Jack Bergman, did on Wednesday, June the 19th. Do you think Neil Friske was feeling a little depressed about his political chances of getting reelected? Do you think he was a little bit upset over the fact that Farm Bureau, AgriPAC, and his very own congressman, Jack Bergman, endorsed his opponent in a primary election? After serving just one term with a 100% conservative voting record, he got an award 2 weeks ago from the American Conservative Union, Matt Schlepp. Did he make some bad decisions Wednesday night heading into the early hours of Thursday morning? Yes, he did. He's a man. You cast the first stone if you've never sinned at Neil Friske. I can't. Most of us, if not all of us, can't. He's arrested in the early morning hours without any charges, not given an opportunity to post a bond and get out of jail, held without bond, held without charges for over a day. 10 o'clock Thursday morning, I report on this show, breaking news alert. MERS News just texted me, sent me an email at the radio station. Neil Friske was arrested. No details. That's what you heard on this show at 10:07 when I came back from the break. Well, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. What happened Thursday, Friday, and over the weekend. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Durham County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two on this Monday, June 24th. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. I want to say hello to Sherry's little granddaughter over in Onaway. She's up visiting with Grandma. Hi, Gazelle. It's Chuck and Randy. How are you? You being a good girl? I want to get back to the dots that happened last week and let you guys fully know and be made aware of what happened. Again, repeating, Farm Bureau AgriPAC endorses Neil Friske's opponent on Tuesday. Congressman Jack Bergman comes out, gets involved in politics in a 107th House race, and endorses the opponent of Neil Friske. Less than 12 hours later, he's arrested by the Lansing City Police Department. No charges, no potential for a bond, being held without bond in the Lansing City Police Department jail. Held all day Thursday. Held Friday morning. Friday morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, the production studio attacked, something happened. Our main on-air production computer fried. We scrambled. We did everything we could. We could not bring it back to life. Unplugged it, let it sit for 15 minutes, plugged it back in, turned the power on, nothing. Orange light. Devin Lawrence says it's dead. The CPU's fried. It won't restart. What do we do? Well, no show for today. Called Dell Reynolds, transmitter engineer in Sheboygan at the transmitter site. Dell switched it over to the music. If you were looking for the show, we didn't start music until about 8 o'clock. Music played from 9 to noon and then continued on throughout the day and the weekend. We had no church services. We had no flatline show 7:30 Sunday. We had no church from 11 to noon. Why? Because Devin was en route from the UP to get us back on a temporary makeshift system, which is what I'm talking to you on today. They did not want me talking about the Gateway Pundit story. That's what I was going to do on Friday's show. I was going to read that story to you to counter the fake mainstream BS corporate media lies that they all reported on Friday and over the weekend. What is the Gateway Pundit story? Well, it came out on Thursday when the process was happening. It was ongoing. It was ongoing. It was happening as we speak. The process was very simple.